Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America, a dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. The Boys Are singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News. A bizarre story out of Southern California, where almost two dozen small children have been found in one home. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
21 children, all from surrogate mothers, all the legal children of a couple in Arcadia outside of L.A. Police and the FBI are now investigating to figure out why they have so many children, 17 of them under the age of three. Most living in a large home from different mothers, Arcadia police saying.
We discovered numerous children.
The couple allegedly ran a surrogacy firm and is being investigated for child abuse. No charges have been filed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Gaza, two people were killed and several others, including the parish priest, injured after a Catholic church was hit by an Israeli airstrike. Father Gabriel Romanelli was very close with the late Pope Francis. The two spoke often about the war before Francis's death. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Your forecast today calling for highs to be in the mid-70s, north winds 8 to 13 and partly sunny. Look for a few clouds tonight with lows of 53 and light winds. We finish the week out Friday with clouds gradually moving in, highs in the upper 70s, and then Saturday highs of 82, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, with most numerous through midday. Winds are currently out of the northwest at 5, and it's 58 degrees. Our morning show is coming up.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage. We provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
Good morning and welcome to the morning show. I'm Joanne Krulatz filling in for Phil Nee, who is still out. And we are discussing today, we have community players here in the studios and we're talking about their next production, Little Shop of Horrors. Now, Cameron, you are the director this year, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And how is that going for you?
Well, there are moments I want to pull my hair out, what little there is. I'm basically grand obsession with the play from about when I wake up at like 9 or 10 in the morning all the way till I go to bed at, sometimes it feels like after I wake up, but it's fun at the same time. I've got a really great crew, both backstage and on stage, to work with, a lot of talents. So overall, very rewarding experience, yeah.
This isn't your first time as a director, is it?
Second. But it's my first musical.
What else have you directed in the past?
The other thing I directed was, I believe it was in, the production was in January of 22, I think, was this murder mystery farce called Murder at Coppersmith Inn.
So they're both similar in some ways, aren't they?
I mean, both have this... this kind of silly farcical element. Both frankly involve murder. Excuse me. And there's just this kind of hard to describe vibe that's similar between the two shows, I guess.
Little Shop of Horrors, they kind of associate it as a cult fiction dark humor, don't they?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What made you decide on Little Shop of Horrors?
Well, I first watched the movie back when it was in theaters. I'm showing my age because I was back in 86 when I was 10 years old. And immediately, honestly, when I first saw it in the theater, I walked in afraid I was going to like end up with nightmares. I was 10. But I was absolutely enchanted by the entire show, the whole vibe of it. The music is amazing and everything about it, just I fell in love. And when I started getting involved in acting, especially when I started thinking about, you know, being a director, I knew eventually this was one of the shows I wanted to eventually direct.
So you set out to do it and you had your auditions, you've got actors and you've got stage crew and you also have an assistant with you here today that is helping direct the play. Glenn Dunn, you have a dual role, don't you?
Actually, yes, I do. So I'm assistant director, so it's I'm putting out Cam again on the second show that he's done, that he's directed. So again, we're teaming up. So it's a little more difficult when you're an actor as well as being a director, because you can't really see what everybody else is doing, like next to you and a little further away from where you're standing. So you can't really critique things as well. But it is kind of interesting. Being the role as Mr. Mushnick, I get to talk like a New York guy, so this will be my voice on stage when I do that. So I kind of have a little knack for accents. So when Cam wanted somebody to do a New York accent and help teach the rest of the cast how to talk like this, he came to me. Go figure.
You've been part of Community Players for a number of years, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been going on 20 years, maybe. Yeah, since Oliver, and that was a long, long, long time ago.
That was what, 1835?
Yeah, something like that, yeah, yeah.
So what is exactly the part of Mr. Mushnick?
Mr. Mushnick is a flower shop owner. Unfortunately, the flower shop is on Skid Row. Sort of a poor area. There's bums on the street. There's winos everywhere. It's just not a nice part of town. And so therefore, he's not making any money. He's barely scraping by. But He took in Seymour and Audrey, the two other characters that are in the play, and he has them working at his shop to sort of provide for them. He kind of considers them his children, but it's kind of a not a nice family. It's what do you call it?
Dysfunctional.
A dysfunctional family, but it's still a family. So.
And is this maybe one of your harder roles to?
Actually, in a way, it is, yes, because as I'm getting older, it's harder and harder to memorize lines and do stuff. But on the other side of the coin, since I've done so many shows, it's easier. I know, like a lot of the comic timing. You know when to take a beat here and how to do this and how to wait for this particular thing or do a particular move that'll get more laughs. So in that respect, I can kind of be more useful as like an assistant director to say, this will be funnier if we did this or turn that way. And that'll be, you know, that'll be like 13% more laughs right here. So
are there times that you maybe ad-lib depending on the audience you have that night?
That's true, and I've done that on a number of occasions. Unfortunately, I let my fellow actors know. But if there's a Packer game playing on the same time as we're doing a show, I will somehow in between my lines announce what the score of the Packers game is. You know, say, "Don't worry, the Packers are up by 7," and then go on with the rest of my lines, and you know.
Yeah. I'm sure that keeps the audience then more involved in what they're seeing, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They, you know, if you hand me a microphone, you never know what I'm going to say. Just like now.
Well, you know, what led you to try out for a, you know, dark, humorous type of thing?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, I've never actually seen Little Shop of Horrors, and I still haven't seen it, but I know about it. I kind of know the gist of the play and stuff. And one of the reasons that I do that is because either consciously or subconsciously, if an actor watches a particular character doing a particular role, they're going to try and duplicate exactly what that character was doing. And you can always do better. You know, you have to kind of make it your own. If people want to see an exact duplicate of this, then watch the movie. Because it won't be exact. It's going to be different. And a lot of times it's better than what you would see in the movie or some other performance.
In other words, you don't want to imitate, and I forget who played Mushnick, was it?
Vince Gardenia.
Yeah, so you don't want to imitate him.
No,
Try and take from Steve Martin or Rick Moranis or...
Well, exactly, exactly. And it's, I mean, that they're wonderful actors in their own right, but I want to make it me. I want to make this as funny as I can make it with my ability. If you come close to being the exact, like say if you're an Elvis impersonator and you're not quite that good, it's disappointing because people know you're trying to be exactly like Elvis and you're not quite there. So,
well, that way then it becomes a Richland Center production.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, to tell you the truth, if you come to see the show on different nights, there's always something that's a little different in each show. So it's not, a dramatic difference, but there's always something that happens in one show that doesn't happen in another. So.
And kind of talking about that, Cam, isn't it sort of then like when you see something happen one night, you can kind of tweak it the next night?
Yeah, that's a big part of what a director does. Like, a perfect example, Night Before Last, the character or the actor playing Seymour had a accidentally near flub with one of his lines. We're in rehearsals. It'll happen. But I loved the way it came out, which was his line is supposed to be something about after Oren's mysterious disappearance. Well, not to give too many spoilers, but Seymour is semi-responsible for Oren's death in the show. And he had a little slip up. What he came out was after Oren's murder, mysterious disappearance. I loved it. And I said, that slip up, keep doing that. And just little things like that. You just notice little beats here and there that just add to the overall experience, the overall vibe of the whole show. You key into those to try to make everything as strong as it possibly can be.
You know, keeping it to the Broadway, I know that was the last press release I got from Andrew talking about how it differed from the movie and why, but then also how it stayed true to the Broadway show. Can you kind of, explain some of those differences? And
Yeah, well, it, at its heart, for people who are familiar with kind of classic literature, at its heart, this show is a retelling of this of the tale of Faust, of the man who makes a bargain with the devil to gain all this wealth, fame, power, but he ends up having to commit worse and worse atrocities along the way to keep climbing up that ladder, and in that regard, the original story, the plant wins. And every main character ends up, getting murdered along the way. And that tested terribly with test audiences. I believe the number was something like 12% of people said that they would recommend the movie to a friend. And so at last minute, at extremely great expense, they completely restructured the ending so that we have a nice, cheery, happy ending. Whereas the play and our production, it keeps true to that original ending with the whole vibe of evil must be punished. And Seymour, get right down to it, he doesn't want to be and doesn't try to be evil, but he's basically killing people. And he ends up becoming basically the final victim in the end, and evil becomes punished. And that's one thing that always bothered me about the movie.
But yet it gives a true-to-life lesson that evil does need to be punished, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what you're saying, though, if you're somebody who wants all this, happy ending, this is not the play.
Oh, no. Although it's a justified, appropriate ending, in my opinion. Better than any happy ending could be.
Well, now that we've kind of given away kind of what the play is about, there's still a lot that you're not going to tell us.
Oh, right.
That you want people to come and see. But as a director, now we've heard, of course, from Glenn about acting, and but it takes a lot more than just actors. And you've brought somebody along today who can tell us about what goes on about behind the scenes. Kevin?
Yeah, I'll be running the lights. And there's a lot that goes into setting all those up and programming it in and making things look good and trying to add some another emotional element that adds to the actors. I think it's really interesting and can make the scenes kind of shine.
It's not just about putting a spotlight on the actor, it's creating a mood, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, try and do a lot of that with lights helping, and there's a lot of emotion that can be kind of pulled out with different colored lights. So
do you program them then, and they do automatically, or do you have to sit behind the board? And
a lot of it now is programmed in. Some of it is still kind of like setting the lights up beforehand manually. But the rest of it is all programmed at a board up in the booth, and then just setting those looks at the specific times.
What got you involved in Community Players?
My wife was a drama enthusiast, theater, when she was in college, and she kind of pulled me in at the final year of the Copper Top running, and they needed a little bit of help in the tech booth on that show, and I volunteered to go in and help do things, and since then I really liked it and kept with it.
Does it take a lot of time to figure out the best lights to use on different scenes?
It can, yeah, and there's still sometimes I'll be tweaking the lights, changing them from day to day, still like trying to find the perfect look for it.
So even the lights can be different from production to production then.
Absolutely, yeah.
It all depends on probably, you know, how the audience is receiving what's going on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try and get the biggest reaction that we can from the audience.
So, Cam, what is it, you know, now we have Kevin here talking about the lighting, but it takes a lot more even than him behind stage, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, there's several different, I guess you could say, departments in the theater. You've got costuming, you've got set building, you've got props, down to publicity, there's makeup. And in this show, we have an additional element that generally you don't find much in most of our shows, which is the puppet design and puppet building.
I saw you have somebody that was designing and building. Do they call them puppeteers, I think? Or
The person operating the puppet is the puppeteer. I don't think there's really much of a fancy name other than puppet designer.
And who is doing that for you?
That's Mike, who is my kind of everything confidant. He's also being an assistant director. So I've got that kind of double team assistant directors with Glenn and Mike. And, I kind of look at it as Glenn is my more acting end assistant director. And, Mike is being more the technical side assistant director, but being the technical side, you know, I mean, he's also become, you know, the primary set builder. He's be, you know, designing the puppets. He's also has a, you know, a vocal performance degree. So he's also helping with guiding the singing to an extent. I could sit here for the next 2 hours and list every little thing Mike has been doing. And he's been absolutely incredible. So
would you say that if somebody wants to get involved with community players, but they're not comfortable being on stage, that to be a stage hand would be their best opportunity?
Yeah. And being a stage man, I can talk, really. Being a stage hand, really, I mean, it's not a difficult job. It's a very thankless job, honestly, because, you know, at the end of the show, everybody sees the actors and everybody's like, oh, that was a great job. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. Not realizing that, you know, you got 10 actors you see on stage and another sometimes 10 or 20 people you never actually see who are between, you know, helping call the show, helping move set pieces, handing people the, you know, props at the right time, you know, all sorts of stuff backstage that no individual job is difficult, but it all absolutely is critical to getting the show and bringing it to life. And, you know, I encourage anyone who wants to get involved in theater but doesn't feel comfortable being seen on stage, you know, just simply take a look out for auditions in the future. And you can come to auditions and say, I'm not here to audition, but I want to help with the show. Could I be a stagehand? And immediately we'll put that person to work almost on day one, doing various things between set building and all sorts of stuff.
Some other ways to help out too would be, you know, ticket takers and ushers. And
yep.
I know Sharon Zale's been at church trying to lasso people to come and sell tickets and hand out programs. So,
and that includes my mom.
Yeah, I run into your mom. She hasn't asked me. You know how neighbors are. We don't talk to each other unless we're in Walmart. So, but so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to hear from a couple of the actors in Little Shop of Horrors.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. the only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
Mastitis is one of the top challenges for dairy producers. Merck Animal Health livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says a holistic approach offers utter health solutions for farmers.
It integrates three aspects: protection, early detection, and targeted treatment. If we think of protection, we're talking about specifically our J5 vaccine or internal teat sealants. With early detection, the monitoring technology provides that capacity. And when we say targeted treatment, we're really targeting both lactational therapy, dry cow therapy, and animals that may need some support with our biopharma product, Poron Nonsteroidal Anti-Inflammatory. This approach allows us to reduce mastitis cases, lower the overall treatment cost, and improve milk quality.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best M-Power approach to keep your cows productive.
Eck, talking about Southwest Community Players, Little Shop of Horrors, a musical comedy that's going to be held the end of this month and the beginning of next month. And we have Cameron Cormacan, who is the director. And this half, we have Dave Van Halgren, and he's playing the part of Seymour, and Faith Morga, who plays the part of Audrey. And, you know, Cam, maybe you can kind of tell us a little background, what you saw in these two that led you to think that they would be, you know, the best persons to be. Basically, they're the stars of the show, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I mean, we've got the male and female lead right here. And it was kind of similar in both aspects. Although it was a dead opposite story between the two. Dave came in first day to read. And do not get an overly big head about this, but the almost from 15 seconds into reading, when I heard what Dave was bringing to the part, I instantly, I have found my Seymour. Instantly. It was magical. And then it was a little bit of a different story with Audrey, because my initial list on the auditioners was, I think, 7 different women, I think, out of everyone who auditioned among the three nights, could have been Audrey, maybe. And I pared it down to 3. And the way it turned out was one of them was really good, but didn't quite exactly nail the acting. But they're in the show still. doing beautifully. And, you know, not as big of a part, but still doing amazingly. And then the other two, the decision kind of ended up getting made for me because it ended up down between one other auditioner and Faith, and kind of about when I was sitting there agonizing and spending 2 days like looking at the audition forms and like, what am I gonna do? The other one ended up emailing me and saying, I've got to work all summer, I'm not gonna have time. And I'm like, okay, well then I guess my decision's made.
You said agonizing over these decisions. Is it hard to pick one person to play one part?
You have no idea. I mean, like I said with Dave, sometimes it just falls in your lap and you just instantly know. Another one was the moment I heard Matt reading for the dentist. I'm like, he just nailed it. But in other times, it's just like I'm looking at these 2, 3, 7, however many people, and like any one of them could bring something amazing and special to the part. And it just, and I'm also, sometimes I'm nice to a fault. Sometimes I'm not, sometimes even when I'm supposed to be mean, I'm not mean. And I also hate, you know, letting people know you were great, just not good enough. In a way that it doesn't sound like an insult, you know? So looking at the stuff and just agonizing over, okay, now I have a decision, but how do I let this other person down without crushing all their hopes and dreams?
But as a director, that's your job.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why you don't want to direct too often.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, Dave, what brought you into be part of this production of Little Shop of Horrors?
I've been a part of a lot of theater. I live in Spring Green, so APT has been a big part of my life, and I've been a part of many musicals at my high school. And me and my friend, Ryan, who's also in the show, there was a flyer at our high school for Little Shop of Horrors, and we thought this would be a fun time to spend our summer. We were both kind of expecting, you know, this would be fun to get ensemble roles, you know, spend time together, and also, and then I came to auditions, had a great time, and then I got an email from Cam saying I got Seymour, and I said, oh, this is a big commitment, but I'm really happy to do it. A lot of the roles I've had are very different. I've usually had smaller, more comedic relief characters, so I've really appreciated this opportunity to grow my acting chops and also meet new people in a new community. So, yeah, it's just been a really fun opportunity.
So you're from the Spring Green area, so are you a student at River Valley then?
Yeah, I'm going into my senior year.
Senior year. Mm-hmm. So do you participate then, in the plays at River Valley?
Yeah. Most recently we did a production of Mean Girls, which was a ton of fun. And yeah, I just love our music program. We have some great teachers, especially my choir teacher, Miss Schenker. And, you know, she's just really, me and a lot of other students have just found a love for music and acting because of her and because of the director Sarah Young and just some of the opportunities they give us.
So how do you see yourself bringing Seymour to life on stage?
I think it started for me, the key to Seymour was just being really sincere, and I think that's a tricky thing to pull off. It's easy to be a big actor and be loud and crazy, so I think trying to really understand Seymour as a character started with him being sincere and also finding what drives that character. I mean, he's a poor orphan boy at the beginning who's in love with the girl he works with, but he has no way to win her or woo her. And then this opportunity arises with this plant, which is bringing him fame and fortune, and he's wrestling with what he has to do to ensure that fame, even if it means committing crimes. So I think putting that across to the audience has been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun for me.
Do you see any of yourself in this character of Seymour, or?
I would like to. Seymour is probably the nicest character in many musicals, especially at the beginning. And I definitely think there's some parts of me, I think, wanting to make other people happy. And yeah, but also I feel like it's very hard to play characters that are just like yourself. I think if you don't want to, it's easier for me to play a character which is wildly different, because that way I can just kind of play pretend. In Seymour, who's maybe a bit more realistic to me, it's been tricky to pull that across and not go over the top. So maybe there might be a bit of Seymour in me, but I think it's been a challenge, but also, sorry.
That's fine. You know, and you bring out a point, because I remember years ago on when soap operas were popular, sure. And there's one woman played a part for like 40 years where nobody liked her because her mm-hmm. part was just so witchy. But then they said people would, you know, kind of spit at her and stuff on the streets, but she was totally the opposite.
Yeah.
But she said that's what made playing that character so easy, because it was totally opposite of mm-hmm. who she really was. And you know, my next question is, because I'm kind of like Glenn Dunn, I mean, I could never see myself memorizing all these lines. Do you have a secret to memorizing lines?
I wish I had the answer. I think just rehearsal and then reading through it. I learn best by just doing it over and over. So whenever we rehearse scenes, that's how I learn best. I don't have a specific strategy. I know some people do, but really it's just reading it over and over and just living with it for the past couple months.
So your co-star is Faith Morga, who plays the part of Audrey. Did either of you know each other, Faith, before you started this?
No. Absolutely not, nope. No, because I don't know many people. I know some people from the River Valley area that I went to college with and everything, but no, I had never met Dave before this, so it's been quite interesting.
So what is your background?
So I graduated high school from North Crawford, and I was part of the theater program there, so I did 14 productions. Then when we still had the campus here in Richland Center, I went there for my first 2 years and did the theater program here. And then I took a hiatus from doing theater while I went to Platteville. After I graduated, I came back, and last year I joined Community Players to do Music Man.
So you're playing the part of Audrey. How do you bring Audrey to life on stage?
By pulling from personal experiences, with Audrey not being in the greatest of a relationship, I kind of pull from relationships that I have been in that weren't the greatest to really bring out her scared and meek personality with that. So being able to draw from those personal experiences has really helped me bring out that part of Audrey.
So you would say then that life experiences help in bringing a character to life?
Absolutely, yes. If you can relate to the character in any shape, way, or form, it'll definitely help you portray that character much better.
Had you seen the movie
too? Yes, I had seen the movie. I had seen it a really long time ago, and then one night I came home from rehearsal, my mom was watching it, so then I just finished watching the movie with her.
And did you see the movie then before you tried out, so you kind of had an idea of what the storyline was? And
it had been years since I had actually seen the movie, but when I saw that we were doing Little Shop, because Cam had talked about it last year during Music Man, and then saw that it was actually greenlit to do so this summer, I knew that I was wanting to audition. But it didn't matter to me what part I got, because I was really hoping to be a puppeteer.
What do you find the most gratifying when you're on stage?
being able to, you know, give joy to people, being able to look out into the audience and see them, like, really listening to the story and moving along and, like, being listening to the songs, and some of them, even if some of them sing along to the songs while they're in the audience, I love watching that from the stage. I love being able to see that what I am doing on stage is making people happy, like, in the audience, and being able to see that makes it so much worth it.
Do you see the audience's reaction kind of telling you how you need to enunciate or, you know, react to different things in the scene?
Definitely. Especially when I was in high school, I noticed when I was on stage, I'd do that a lot. I would change how I would perceive something. If I noticed something in the audience, they were looking a little confused, I would change what I was doing. But I would definitely say, like, looking out in the audience, if I noticed that, like, people weren't really or having issues understanding, I would definitely want to try and make it better for them.
Well, it's been great having the two of you on. We're going to go back to Cam because we want to kind of talk about, you know, we've been talking about the play, but when is it? Where is it? You know, what?
So the performances are July 25th, 26th, 27th, and in August 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Those are two consecutive weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Friday and Saturday performances are at 7 p.m. Sundays are at 2 p.m. And that's going to be at the Richland County or the Richland Center High School. And ticket prices are going to be $15 for an adult, $10 for a child. And we also offer a family package, which is $50 for two adults and any number of children.
But this being a dark comedy, and I know some of the releases said, you know, not for small children. What would you say the age should be for?
I would see, like, I would probably say in a modern context, think about it like a PG-13 movie, probably.
Okay. So, you know, and the adult is considered 18?
Yeah.
So you can still have a lot of kids coming through on that family package.
Yeah.
And then is there, you know, of course it's at the high school, so it's handicap accessible. And then do you have an intermission?
Yes. We'll have a 15-minute intermission.
And do you still need help with people to sell tickets and hand out programs? And
I think Sharon's kind of in charge of that mainly. That's a little outside of what the director does, but I think we're pretty good. I'm pretty sure. I would say if anybody knows Sharon Zales, they could contact her and just, if they wanted to, and just ask, do you need more help? I mean, I'm sure Sharon would be delighted in just somebody contacting her and saying, do you need help? If she does. And it also puts that kind of arrow in the brain for future shows. This may be a person that I hadn't thought of that could, you know, do that small thing on Showtime. And for future shows, just keep in mind that selling tickets and being an usher also involves that particular performance. You get to watch it for free.
And, you know, you said small thing, but nothing is a small thing when it comes to putting on a production, is it?
Oh, that's absolutely true. And it's a little bit of a cliche phrase that my mom and the first director I ever worked with both has said for years. And it's there is no such thing as a small part, just a small actor. And that doesn't just cover on stage. Even the person who is doing nothing more than pulling the curtain, if that's all you do, you've still played it just as important of a part as the lead of the show, because somebody's got to pull that curtain and the show wouldn't work without it. So everything becomes the puzzle pieces.
Well, it's been great having you on, and the best of luck. And as they say, break a leg, but don't really break a leg. But that's what I've always heard. You know, you say break a leg means to act well and have a good production.
Yep. It's acting superstition, but yep.
Well, thanks a lot, and the best of luck to all of you.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wrap up your weekend at Casanova Celebration 2025 on Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. The day starts at 11 a.m. with an always cherished parade, followed by live tunes from the Casanova German Band. Rolling alongside are the classic beauties at our car and camper show. Trucks, classics, and campers all on parade. Hungry? Grab a savory pork and chicken dinner, and then stay for the quirky duck race. Pick your racer and cheer them on. Little ones will love the kids' pedal pull contest. And later in the day, cheer on the classic baseball game featuring the Casanova Reds and home talent baseball. It's the perfect blend of community, tradition, and family fun. All in one fantastic finale. That's Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota BO1 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for a full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Zap-da.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to stay sun smart until the sun sets. Peak UV hours are between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the time when it is easiest to suffer sun damage. Make sure you schedule a yearly skin check with your provider and pay close attention to any spots you see that have changed or grown. If necessary, you can have a skin biopsy at the Richland Hospital and Clinics within 1 to 2 weeks of referral. Test results are back within 3 to 5 5 business days. Remember to wear your sunscreen.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards. The feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July Red Hot Buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high-velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus, save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $3.99 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There had been indications that consumers might be ready to pull back on their spending because of worry over the Trump tariffs. Turns out, however, that didn't happen last month. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Census Bureau estimates that retail and food services sales last month topped $720 billion, up 0.6% from May, and higher by nearly 4% from June of last year. The surprise increase comes after a month that saw retail sales decline by nearly 1%.
President Trump says he's anxious to move on from the Jeffrey Epstein story, even though a growing number of his supporters and Democrats as well continue calling on the Justice Department to release everything they have on the convicted sex offender. Attorney General Pam Bondi says nothing more will be coming out. The Senate, in a vote that happened at 2 o'clock this morning, approving $9 billion in federal funding clawbacks that had already been approved for foreign health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is ABC News. The Labor Department reporting that the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level in 3 months. A big piece of the red planet now belongs to somebody in New York who bought it at an auction on Wednesday. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
The 54-pound chunk from Mars sold at New York Sotheby's with a winning bid of $5 million, including fees. It's believed to be the largest piece of Mars found on Earth. The rock was found in 2023 by a meteorite hunter in Nigeria's Sahara Desert. Scientists say an asteroid struck the Mars surface with this blasted boulder, making it through the Earth's atmosphere. The rock was part of a curated auction of rare geological and archaeological objects. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Volvo tells Reuters it's pulling sedans and station wagons from its U.S. portfolio, says it's too hard to be profitable with the president's tariffs in place. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time right now for the updated Southwest Wisconsin forecast for your Thursday from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly sunny and cooler, less humid today, a comfortable high of 75. Few clouds and cool tonight, going to be crisp, all the way down to 53. On Friday, clouds gradually move in, quite comfortable, a high of 77. Friday night, we may see some showers and storms scattered throughout the overnight, mostly cloudy, 64. Saturday, mostly cloudy and muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely through the midday, a high of 82. And Sunday, pleasant with more sunshine, will top off at 80 degrees.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
Mama raised me up on the good book. Daddy taught me how to throw a left hook. I'm a wildflower side of my family tree. I'm a hen in the air on a Sunday. I'm a sitter in traffic on Monday. A little less dress and a lot more boots and jeans. Blame it on the dirt road, gravel down in my soul. Country in the speakers of my radio. Freedom of a wide open Midwest sky. Where I grew up, where I grew up. Blame it on a summer night, harvest moon. If I stop falling for a boy like you, stealing my heart. stars above. Blame it on where I, blame it on where I grew up. I'm a sucker for some back porch picking. Give me some sweet tea and grandma's chicken. A day on a lick or a bonfire Friday night. Yeah. Blaming on my homegrown history. If I let a country boy hold the door for me, find myself riding in a shotgun seat, too late to the county line. Blame it on the dirt road, gravel down in my soul. Country in the speakers of my radio. Freedom of a wide open Midwest sky. Down in my soul,